Why do you need caffeine? I thought your, you know, failure of a life would keep you up at night anyway.
Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 41.
Not 41.
Not
wrong.
Oh, it is 41.
Yeah, 41.
This week I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey, Ryan!
Sad, isn't it?
Calm down,
so sad.
Someone came into work the other day and just went, Ryan!
Yeah, yeah, it was me. Someone came in shouting your name and waving the fist. Was it the manager, Ryan?
Yeah, maybe. Ryan,
you're sad.
Was it you, Tree?
Brilliant.
Brilliant. You mum.
Always
upset. Yeah. I'm also joined by Max Smith. The podcast staple, which is Max Smith, and the podcast rubber.
thanking you.
Put him in that seat, so look at this and see what,
exactly.
What great stuff we've got coming up.
I always cheat.
Dave, you went raving.
I did.
Dave's raves.
Dave's raves, literally just.
You could do nightclub appearances.
I could. Dave's raves.
Yeah.
I go around judging raving. I've walked around with a notepad and my glasses, you know.
I doubt you'd be able to do much of that if you were raving. What would make a good rave for you, Dave?
A good rave for me, all the linguistics that mix into a good rave is good people.
The linguistics.
You know, good paracetamol, if you get my drift. And lovely alcoholic beverages, you know. That's a lovely combination.
Don't have paracetamol and alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
That is bad. It'll mess your head up, and the effects could be you ramble on about shit on a podcast.
Exactly.
Who did you see?
I saw Camel Fat. The only thing is, disco, dance music, DJ music, not really my style of music, you know.
No, I remember when we were in Ibiza and we were getting the taxi there.
Okay.
Not to Ibiza. Split the fur, please. We were going from the airport to the hotel.
Okay.
And they were playing some classic Ibiza tunes. And then Dave brought it up later and went, sounded like they'd thrown a spanner into like gears. Oh,
yeah. Didn't get it.
Oh, shit. In the wrong place for
you. You were quite excited though.
I was.
Remember you being.
Yeah. It was.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. Very much so.
It was fun.
I saw a person pissing up a wall. I was like, "You pissing, mate?" He went, "Oh my god, you're Dave!" And then he wanted to get a photo, and I was like, "You just pissed,
whilst he was still peeing."
Yeah. He wanted to shake my hand. I was, only if you've pissed on him, mate.
Yeah.
it was really good. It was a really good laugh, you know. Non-stop dancing.
Lose weight.
Exactly. Yeah, it was fun.
Think about how many calories your jaw burnt.
another crimson chin.
I almost took off, that's for sure.
Just hovering over the dance floor. Help me.
There you go. There's someone casting Goonies too. I like this boy.
It'll do.
Great.
Oh man, that's good. Yeah.
That was fun.
Ryan, what have you been up to, you bonkers bitch?
I've been a bit stressed this week.
It's just 10 hours into the week, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, it's Monday, isn't it? Last week, working a lot as usual, but also December is a big time. Christmas is coming, and it's also my girlfriend's birthday, so it's all coming at once. And
whose birthday do you prefer, Jesus or your girlfriend's?
I prefer Jesus's birthday
because everyone, you know, his girlfriend gets to enjoy that day as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're not just giving presents, you're also receiving them. So.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Selfish point of view.
Yeah.
So a lot of, you know, thinking of what to buy and what to do, and God, it's just been a bit.
Did you get anything for Black Friday?
Yes, I was planning. I was ahead of time.
Wow.
I did all my like Christmas shopping, because of my money situation. I've spent it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I'm all done now, so hopefully when it comes to December.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone will be, oh, need to buy all my presents, last minute Christmas shopping. Oh, not this guy.
Not that guy.
Yeah, not this guy. Christmas, birthday.
Yeah, two in one.
And shit presents, but... Yeah. Yeah. You love chopping bones.
I made you a paper aeroplane. A3.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, exciting. Exciting.
So you go from stressed to excited now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Win 10 hours.
Now you've spoken about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But last week was quite stressful. But this is
a
new
week. Therapy for you, this podcast.
Yeah, it is actually.
Going to take a load off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
I don't really speak to people in the week, so.
No. Don't do it here either.
Yeah.
What? Big gobby this week.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't like probably edit all that out.
He doesn't do that other weeks, by the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's genuinely what happens.
That'd be so great. Ryan's like the chattiest person we know. Just me at the end of the week.
Those blank stares he does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not the same shot. Max, what have you been doing?
Great question. Thanks, played poker the other day with you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice. Ryan wasn't there.
No.
But yeah, that was fun.
Mm, nice.
Lost a tenner, but in a great way.
It's
with friends.
Sort of become a podcast bonding thing, but Joe couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a last minute cancellation. Twice he's done that now, dead to me. but he was DJing, and you know what he's like when he's spinning those decks. He wasn't DJing where Dave was.
At the food court again.
Where was he? I don't know.
Anyway, enough about Joe.
Poker, yeah. I searched up because I got a four of a kind. It's the second time I've had that. Yeah. And they're one in 4,100 hands.
Fucking hell.
Lucky.
Because I thought that was the hand you beat me on.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going all in. I've got him under my thumb here. He thinks I've got that extra eight. And I was like, I've done him. And you went for
three eights on the table.
I was like, nice one. Right, here we go. I put down my cards. I go, oh, I didn't have the eight, but you thought I did. Stephen whacks down the eight. I was like, oh, fuck's sake. Lost my whole pot.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, Stephen was wearing these sleeves that were really long. took over the whole table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a different...
Oh, didn't you say?
Just a small piece of paper with eight written on it.
Wait, now I think about it.
Yesterday, I think it was, I woke up
and I've been... Yeah, you did it.
So usually I just breezed through Sunday, especially after winning poker.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Easy day.
My dream, it was a very weird dream, and Zoe was in it, and then everyone else I didn't know. Like, it was just faces of people I wasn't aware of. And we were filming some sort of, felt like a history TV show. I don't know what it was, maybe a film. I had a really small part in it. I was fuming. but at the end of it, they went, oh, this girl will drop you off because she lives next to you. And I went over to her and she grabbed me and I asked her for a kiss. And she licked my lips and my neck. And I was like, oof. And then I walked to the bathroom and I was going, oh, God, I've got to tell Zoe now. I've got to tell her. And I was thinking, I asked her for the kiss. I'm defenceless here.
Oh, no, yeah.
And then we're walking home past some weird football stadium. It looked like we were going to get mugged. And then we were in London or some sort of weird city. And then I suddenly woke up and I had a text from Zoe right that minute as I woke up. Not about the dream, thank God. Really weird.
Who was that girl?
Who was she?
And it was... I've spoken about before the best feeling, but the relief when you've had a horrible dream and you wake up and go,
yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
I then
told
Zoe about the dream and it was basically like I did it anyway.
That great feeling just went right away, baby. Yeah.
She was away at the weekend. So I was like, no, I was playing poker. And also I'm pathetic with women, as you It was just that feeling is horrible. When you're like, I've got nothing I can get out of this with.
Yeah.
Except it was a dream.
My girlfriend's had dreams where I've done stuff wrong to her and she wakes up and says, what the
pissed
fuck?
Pissed off, yeah.
You're fuming at me?
Yeah, no, yeah. I've had
your
that.
Imagination.
Yeah, man. I mean, Zoe might not appreciate me saying this, but she once had a dream that she had sex with a snake. And when I went to Just a Zoo, I kicked off. Oh, you're loving this, aren't you? Just off my face.
So he's like, no, Stephen, it's not worth it.
He's bigger than me.
probably. It could have been a tapeworm.
8 foot.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That feeling is it's nice. Top notch for me.
Yeah, well.
Now we move on to some lovely news.
Oh.
Storm Arwen. We're filming this quite early. So Storm Arwen is still about. Yeah. It's snowing outside. Yeah. Real frosty.
Very icy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
This guy.
With the man Ryan.
Careful out there.
Do you enjoy this? Do you like the snow?
I do, yeah. I like looking at it. But when I was leaving to walk here today, it usually takes me like 15, 20 minutes, but it took longer because I was like,
What's your favourite snow memory?
Oh, probably sledging, and my mate he just bought this new like super dry jacket.
Yeah,
just skidded through dog shit.
Like super smelly.
He was so angry, and he walked off. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, that would be. Oh god, yeah.
Devastating. All right, boys.
Hey. How the fuck? Going home.
As he's going out, do you not want a new coat? Yeah. Do you not want a coat?
Covered in shit.
Slipping down the street. Just every time he slips, he falls into more shit.
Just this whole journey.
No.
Surrounded by cow pads. How did I get here?
I remember
that's probably my best memory.
We had to go into school when it was snowing, but nobody went to class. We had to go in, but then everyone just stayed in the playground just throwing snowballs at each other.
Yeah.
As the teachers tried to get us back into class.
And they just get hit.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was we had it at break time, and then we were all on the AstroTurf, and the teachers were there, and you just felt really bad for them until the big bosses come out, and it's like, oh shit, in we go.
We got to go
whistle. That was that. So snowing at school is just the best because there's like 1,000 people.
Just
throw snowballs aimlessly.
You wouldn't really get that anywhere else.
No.
Like, where else would you get?
It's perfect.
Yeah. So many people just...
There's one time
going mad, yeah.
It snowed, and I think we got school off for about 3 or 4 days because it was freezing and the boiler had broken. Ooh. So it was
Did you have to listen on the radio to find out if your school was closed or not?
I think it's a bit of a cliche.
Yeah.
But that's an old-fashioned thing. Mm.
Yeah.
Because my favourite one is we've had these like circular sledges and we used them as like shields and had just a proper snowball fight. But we had these shields. Oh, it was class. It was like a Sparta. Felt great.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a massive hole, we'll kick someone in it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the bad.
But Dave's killed a few people. Yeah.
Only when it snows. Yeah, I'm breaking on it.
That's why the skull was closed.
Careful.
No, it's snowing, I'm digging me out. I'm digging me out.
You do sound like a serial killer.
I do, yeah. Only on Mondays.
I saw a picture someone posted that the milkman had been, you know, that morning when the storm had hit. And, it was snowing, the milk was out, and I thought, you're getting up at 3 or 4 a.m. to deliver milk.
Yeah.
And you see this, the videos of Mark Wahlberg and Dwayne Johnson, like, I wake up at 3 a.m. to do my workouts. But they're getting paid millions of pounds.
Exactly, yeah.
This milkman or woman is getting up 3 a.m., freezing cold. If that was me, I'd be like, oh, I'm not getting up for this. Yeah, it's snowing, I can't be fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
And people could just go to Hasda. Yeah. It's milk.
Exactly, yeah.
Nieces everywhere.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I've got one over the road. I'll just go there, mate.
Is it that inconvenient to go to the milk aisle? Yeah. Grow up, people. Although the milkman's going to be put out of a job.
Yeah.
Grow up, mate. Yeah.
I guess some old people need milk delivered as well.
Oh, yeah. I've got grandkids.
Probably have powdered milk from the war.
Yeah.
That's what Tom does.
He's got his ration booklets.
That's what he got for his birthday.
Wow. I can eat again, finally.
That's why he's so fucking skinny, yeah? Like a little piece of paper, isn't he?
Yeah,
a little twiglet.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I love it when I just sort of break a few crumbs off on the floor and he's like nibbling at them, you know.
Sustenance for a week. Thank you, Master.
Yeah, you have those little scraps, mate, yeah?
Yeah.
What else, mate?
You want more, fam? Yeah. Never what Tom says.
Yeah, it's as if he's in the room.
Yeah. Probably is. Yeah. I can't see him.
Yeah, yes. Just...
They could have sat in the room and known.
Beer 52.
52. Beer 52.
Yeah. Na, 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 na. You know what it be. It's a free case of 8 craft beers. Ooh. And 2 extra free.
What? No
10,
way.
9, 10.
Bargain.
For £5.95 postage. Fwah.
Amazing.
Go to www.beer52.com/...
Ferment.
Stephen. That's right, Ferment Stephen.
Do you know what? With the start of that advert, I was just like, he's going to ask me about that magazine, and I can't remember what it's called.
You did?
I was like, Ferment.
You remembered Ferment. It? Yeah. That was your 8 mile moment. Imagine that in a battle rap. All right, now it's your turn, Ryan. What are you going to say to him?
Ferment. Ferment.
You know his dad died in a fermenting accident, you stone cold motherfucker, man.
He was so proud of this.
Ferment. And 2 free snacks.
/Stephen.
Yes. What's more, do it before the 17th of December and get 2 extra beers. Get on it now! Because, you know, it's quite early now, but when this goes out, it's close to it, so do it now.
Yeah.
They send experts around the globe to find the best beer available anywhere. Each month, their members receive a new case. Members have had beer from more than 40 countries across 5 continents.
Wow.
Your taste buds have travelled, Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
If dark beer is not your thing, simply choose the light option. You'll receive...
10 free
magazines. 10 free Ferment magazines.
I must say, it's just 1 Ferment magazine. You'll also get...
some nuts, some snacks.
2 delicious snacks. Yeah. You stop panicking, mate. After redeeming your first case, you'll join the monthly beer club for £24 per month. No minimum commitment.
Incredible.
Pause or cancel at any time. And that's www.beer52.com/Stephen. STEPHEN. Get on it now. Now. Nailed that, Ryan.
Incredible scenes.
Top notch. Thank you, Beer 52, for putting up with us.
Max's football round.
So, Max, today, when we're recording this, it is, of course, the Ballon d'Or ceremony.
Ooh.
Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. Big day in the football world.
Of course, Golden Boot.
Yeah.
Well, by the time this is out, everyone knows who's won it. But who's going to win it?
Harry Redknapp. He won I'm a Celeb. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he could win this.
Yeah.
Is it a vote?
It's voted for by, I think, players and then just random people
there you
with
go.
Power.
He's been voted in, you know, to win something before.
Do you think his lack of activity this year may hamper him a bit?
No, I think you can stockpile your
like the best of.
Yeah.
This next segment is even better. No offense.
Ooh, sorry.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yeah. Apparently Kim Kardashian wants to do stand-up comedy. What's going on there, Ryan?
Oh, I think she should. I think she'd be brilliant. Brilliantly shit.
Ryan.
Started my own clap there.
You've got to.
Yeah. This game.
Do you reckon it's because she's dating Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
And she's seen him doing it. And he's laughed at a joke and she's gone, oh, funny.
There it is.
Yeah, maybe I'm. I should do this. You know, I think it's because he's just laughing so that he may get his end away.
Maybe
that's what's going on there.
She won't. I don't think she'll do stand-up.
No, she might do some sort of, you know, celebrity roast thing or something like that where a load of writers have done it and she reads it. Because that's what happened on SNL.
Yeah.
People wrote the jokes for her and then she said it.
What do you do if it turns out she's been secretly writing for stand-up performers all these years? Like, what if she was the one who wrote all Kevin Bridges' jokes? How would you feel?
I'd be gobsmacked. Yeah. I'd be like, your knowledge of, you know, Glasgow in the early 90s is tremendous. The detail you go into on Celtic and Rangers. Wow. Because, I don't like to mention, but I've met KB.
Yeah.
And he was just, he was FaceTiming someone American.
He's going, what do I see?
I'm panicking.
You see like a little microphone in his ear. And Kim Kardashian just in the seat behind him.
A microphone in his ear. Not an ear.
Oh, no!
You've done a me.
I've done a Dave. I've got the Dave disease.
He's so silly, man.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, that's fucking shit. Edit that out, man.
No, give it a new title. Kevin Richards has a microphone in his ear.
We all make mistakes.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you can tell me to look good, then I'll be quite surprised, to be honest.
Yeah. It's headline news. I've still never got one.
I need to get one by the end of this fucking series.
This could be it. You know, you could have jinxed yourself out of to get it.
Yeah, man.
You never know.
Boyfriend who dated 35 women and told each one he had a different birthday, so he regularly received gifts. Is arrested for fraud in
Sweden,
Japan,
America.
Hey!
No way!
Jinxed yourself into it.
Incredible scenes.
Yeah, man.
He was arrested in Japan after seeing 35 different women. He was like a door-to-door salesman, and that's how he met these women. Gave him his card. And, he told one woman that his birthday was February the 22nd.
He said February the 30th, that's when it fell apart.
Another woman said that he said that his birthday is in July. Another woman said it was April.
It's ironic at July, because he does lie.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes.
So clever.
There's no February 30th, Ryan.
I know.
He's currently... on trial because he's stolen about £665 worth of gifts from them.
665?
Yeah.
From 35 women. £20 a gift. Stingy.
Oh, God, yeah. Shit, that, innit?
Come on, ladies.
Do you reckon he had a favourite, the one who spent more?
Maybe.
I struggle with one. Let alone 35 other women.
That does sound like a lot of...
It's a bit excessive.
Not really worth it for £665.
No, not at all. That stress, you know? What if they meet each other? What am I going to say?
Does he pay for the dates? Yeah.
Is that really a crime if he's...
That's true. If he's paying for the dates, he's obviously buying more.
Yeah. What about their birthdays?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine's tomorrow. Fuck.
Thought I had problems.
You do, Ryan.
What?
Whoa.
He's silly. He's a silly goose.
Oh, that Ryan of ours.
Yeah. Twat. Hey guys, we move on to reliable source. Just before we get into it, I know Max isn't on a ban. I think you probably are.
No, I think it's over.
No, I think you've got a 4-week ban, mate.
No, yeah, I thought it was two.
You,
I had a ban yet last time.
Okay, so it's just us three.
Yeah.
God, you will think on before you, mess around during this segment, which is your favourite segment.
I didn't do anything wrong.
This week's source is cocktail.
Nom.
No.
Is that an extra 2 weeks?
That's been generous.
Lifetime ban.
How long's your punishment going to be, Ryan?
I forgot that you were had to speak.
That's fine.
I just did this.
Just look down the lens and tell them how long you're banned from a reliable source for.
I am banned for the rest of the year.
Oh, clever.
We're looking at March. Yeah.
It's my favourite segment as well.
Yeah, well, maybe show it some respect. It's not just slag of a podcast. This week's it is another one that's above us in the comedy charts. What isn't? It's called Tea With Me by Shane Todd. He's just sounds desperate. Alone, a loser.
Please have tea with me.
Come on.
Is it comedy?
supposedly. I mean, anything's apparently comedy in those charts. Yeah. Pathetic.
God. Just
tea's like a sophisticated drink as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's not about comedy.
Because when I see builders having, you know, two milks and three sugars, I think, you sophisticated man. Exactly. Old woman.
I see them take off their hard hats, put on their top hats.
Yeah.
You know, some die because of it, you know. It's not safe at all.
The materials are not made for a building site.
Yeah.
For the aesthetic, though, man.
Yeah.
They wear their monocle.
Yeah.
They look the part, you know, as all British people do when they drink tea.
Yeah, put on their specs. Yes,
I don't drink tea.
No. I'm a coffee person myself.
I'm a coffee person.
Yeah, I'm a coffee.
Yeah.
You're a coffee.
Cappuccino, if you like.
Beanhead.
Flat white.
Say flat white.
Flat white. Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. What else? What's another coffee?
So many.
Joe, I took a picture of it. I was in a restaurant and it said espresso martini.
Espresso.
I took a picture of it. I actually, you know what, I felt like Gordon Ramsay because I sat there, I could see the kitchen, and the woman there, she was sorting the bin out, and then didn't wash her hands and just passed us our cutlery.
Oh my god.
And then the other waiter, he was playing with a dog on the floor and didn't wash his hands. I was thinking, you know what, if this was kitchen nightmares, I'd headbutt you.
Yeah,
of course
I'd be in for a suing.
Anyway, yeah, piss off Shane Todd.
Yeah. Shane Dodd.
Boring name.
Shane, piss off.
His
great wordplay. I can't quite work it out.
Initials are one initial away from like STD.
STD.
It's ST is, somebody already doing a podcast with the initials ST, right? So piss off.
Can't
go.
Yes! Take that, Shane.
You say what we're all afraid to say. I like it.
Guys, who wants another ad read?
Already? Me, please.
It's holiday season, and that means there are stockings to be stuffed and elves to be cuffed.
Ooh.
It's Manscaped, baby.
Yeah.
They've gone global with the tools to guarantee you will score under the tree and the mistletoe. And that's what Christmas is all about.
It is. Of course.
Getting your family round, shagging your partner in front of them all, and showing off your smooth crotch, baby.
Hey, Nan, what do you think of this?
Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the code
STIFERMENT.
STP. Stephen Tries Podcast, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Now, these are our pick for our Manscaped Surefire Win stocking stuffers. Get ready for this. Number one, the Manscaped Signature Cologne. they've got a lovely little spray out. Number two, the Shears 2.0 Luxury 4-Piece Nail Kit. Wow.
Ooh.
I'm a stickler for cutting my nails.
If
they get any longer than this, I lose my fucking mind.
Mm.
Crop mops at number three. Ooh. Ball wipes for your stanky balls.
Oh,
that's what you need.
Good. Yeah.
Some of them.
Probably get lost in your
exactly.
pubes.
Yeah.
Number four, the Crop Reviver, ball toner and refresher.
Ooh.
That's good. Make sure you hurry to their site to ensure these wild gifts show up before the holiday season. And while you're at it, get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the code STP. If you've got a brother, uncle, father, granddad, uncle, nephew.
One person is Ryan's
all
family.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. My hands are too far away to clap, but I'm just going to click like I'm at a jazz club. Get 20% off. You'll get 100% of your pubes off. If you want. It's up to you. Style it. And free shipping at manscaped.com with the code STP.
Fucking hell.
Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped. Thank you very much, Manscaped.
STP, baby.
STP.
Now, this week's talking point, we've gone back to a bloody classic that you guys loved.
Ooh.
It's One Must Go. If you've not done this before, we'll say a topic and, you know, one of them out of the, you know, four or five or three has to go. Au revoir, you're gone. A little bit of a debate, maybe.
Oh.
First one we have is Elton John.
Nice.
Wow.
Solid.
Elvis Presley.
Oh.
Michael Jackson or the Beatles? One must go.
Oh, that's hard, that.
Who are you getting rid of? Who's coming to your mind first?
Just... purely because I don't listen to their music. Elton John. Is it between Elton John and Elvis?
Mine would be Elvis.
Really?
I've never listened to.
Mine's love the Beatles.
I love the Beatles. Love Elton John. I think mine's just Michael Jackson, just because of the whole Nazi situation.
I was a huge fan of Michael Jackson. Of course, the whole pedo thing is not that
it's
sure.
It's technically, you know, not being found
guilty. There's no doubt in saying he was odd.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but aren't we all a bit odd? You know, you got Dave.
Yeah.
Hello.
Very
not,
odd.
Yeah, not in that sense.
Yeah, man. But, he did wave then. In a weird way.
I mean, Stephen are normal, but then yourself, you know, you're a fucking wacky man.
Yeah.
Wacky guy.
Jackson 5 were good as well.
Yeah. Very good. I think I preferred Jackson 5 to Jackson.
Did you? Huge Michael Jackson fan.
Love Elvis. Went to his house, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
when he was alive.
Yeah. I was the one in the bushes.
What's Elvis's best song?
In my opinion, Fever.
Good one.
Fever.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a cover of Peggy Someone.
It's a cover, mate. Yeah. Not even his own. Embarrassing.
A little less conversation.
A little, that's a good tune. One. That is a tune.
Elton John. He's
Crocodile
he's,
Rock.
He's the best one.
No.
Elton John.
The Beatles have got bigger hits.
Yeah, bigger hits, great.
More songs.
Mike Tyson had big hits, it's not my favourite.
This guy.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Elton John. Every song that Elton John's come out with has been great.
Yeah. I like Elton
John. What's your top three?
Oh, man. Crocodile Rock.
Yeah, tune.
Bit cheesy.
Saturday Night.
Yeah.
How does that go?
Saturday night. It's all right. I'm changing up a bit so the copyright strike doesn't get us. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Your song.
This is your song.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
However,
Maxwell Silver fucking hammer.
If you listen to him these days, he's lost it.
Yeah.
He can't sing.
Nah.
He's doing this hacky thing.
I know one of the Beatles that can't sing.
Sounds like he's doing an impression of Elton John.
Yeah.
So now he's sort of tainted his career, in my opinion, with that. However,
because he went sober.
Stan with Eminem performed that live. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with the Beatles because, you know, outside of the Beatles, you've then got John Lennon, Imagine. Yeah. Paul McCartney with Wings. Yeah.
True.
Big tune. Even George Harrison had good hits.
Don't like him.
Ringo Starr, whatever.
Seen that video where they're on about someone asks, it says Ringo Starr, the best drummer in the world. And they go, he's not even the best drummer in the Beatles.
Yeah.
Bullies, that's why I don't like him.
Yeah.
But Elvis Presley will have inspired.
He's inspired the Beatles, didn't he? Elvis. When I went to, because it was like a museum in Graceland, there was like a photo of John Lennon saying, without Elvis, there would have never been the Beatles.
But he also inspired Cliff Richard, so.
Win some, you lose some.
He should have been on this list, and he should have won.
Okay, I'm going to change mine to Elton John. Do love Elton John.
Fuck off.
But in terms of classics,
have you had a grade one on your fucking
classics.
Brain as well?
I feel like I feel like Adele is better than Elton John.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
Rah.
I take that back. In terms of bands, there's no bigger band than the Beatles in the UK, even in the world still. Yeah, yeah. And how many years ago were they? 60 years ago they were making music.
I can name three bands bigger than the Beatles.
Go on.
Apart from your waistband.
That'd be one.
Yeah.
The Silver Beatles, they're a cover band of the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
But there's more members, so that works. What's that? Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas. End-ups.
There's only three of them, mate. Queen.
Queen. Queen's
the best.
Yeah, I love Queen.
So which way is everyone leaning at the moment? We've got two for Elton.
I'm
going
to go Elton.
What were you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm between the two. I'm not really fussed between either of them.
Elvis and Elton.
I'd rather listen to Elton, I think.
Okay. So we've got two for Elvis.
After seeing Ronnie Bottom last week, I think I want everything to do with Michael Jackson to disappear.
You're Michael Jackson and you're Elton.
I'm Elton. Only because I only know two great songs from Elton. That's Crocodile Rock and Rocket Man.
Crocodile Rock is just cheesy shit, in my opinion.
So many of the Beatles are just...
I'm a walrus and I'm an egg. Oh, we walk down the lane, which isn't straight.
There's too many different songs where you go, oh, who does that? Oh, it's the Beatles. Feels. Revolution.
Yeah, that's got too much.
Penny Lane.
It's, you know, they've covered so many bases with their different music.
And they're English as well. So,
Right,
here comes the sun. Big tune.
Don't let the sun go down on me. Big tune.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
That's cheesy as well. That's push that one to the side.
Octopus's garden.
Help.
Oh, what? Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah, help.
Mm-hmm. Eleanor Rigby.
Help these guys see
Can't
the truth.
Me. Twist and shout. That's different to, you know, all the walrus stuff. Grow up, mate. Everyone likes a Beatles
Twist
song.
Not everyone. I don't.
Oh, the Beatles.
Twist and shout. Or a blackbird singing in the dead of night.
I don't like how he's been. So Elton John for me.
Yeah, Elton John.
Yeah, so mind it.
Elton John.
Yes!
Elton John, you're gone.
Man, I just love democracy, man.
Realistically, though, it's Michael Jackson, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's get rid of a continent.
Ooh.
For this, we're not including Antarctica.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have Asia, Africa, Northern America, Southern America, Europe, and Australasia. What are you getting rid of? And why?
I reckon Asia, because a lot of shit's going on over there, isn't there?
Okay.
No, I don't think so. That Middle East is Asia, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
sorry, there you go.
There are troubles there, but there's troubles everywhere, isn't there?
Touché.
Look at America.
But it's so big.
They've invested in those troubles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of their troubles is caused, like you say, from America.
We've got Russia, who are going to kick off, but they're Asia and Europe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Rather just get rid of Russia, to be honest.
South America terrifies me.
I was going to say that, but the home of the Amazon rainforest, if that's gone.
That's beautiful, yeah. You've got Colombia.
Anyway. Well,
yeah, Colombia, the home of Sofia Vergara.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whoa! Fucking
hell!
Great actress.
Roof.
Is that a Modern Family?
Yeah.
I think I'll get rid of South America.
Terrifying.
Wow, really? Brazil.
Really?
I know.
Argentina.
I really want to go.
Messi.
Peru.
Getting rid of Messi.
Yeah.
Some of the greatest footballers.
Yeah.
But maybe Europe, you know.
That's extreme. That is ridiculous.
France, Spain.
I know we're biased, but you've got, Amsterdam in.
We've got the best, yeah.
Just Amsterdam's.
Oh, yeah. What?
Australia.
Bloody right.
Australia,
let's
New
fly
Zealand.
Now. Fiji. Yeah,
see, that's the easier one because it's the smallest, and then you.
It's the animals for me.
Samoa, Tonga,
cool
or Africa.
And they've got a lot of. I think that's sort of close to South America in terms of the natural beauty there. And also we pretty much wrecked that years ago.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
I agree with the point about Asia in terms of the issues going on, but there's so many people there that it can't.
True.
You know, it can't be.
Plus, I think the other issue as well is that. You just forget how big continents are.
Mm.
So you go Asia, it's not just Middle East, it's also
half the world.
A billion in India.
China.
Yeah. A billion in China.
Yeah.
Japan.
But then, you know, you've got a lot of good things in Asia. I think it's too big to get rid of and you'd feel bad.
Yeah. A lot of innocent lives.
I think Australasia, let's get rid of that.
Just too small. Just out because of smallness. Yeah.
But I like
the
Aussies.
We've got to be ruthless, though.
And I like the New Zealand.
Yeah, so I'm not getting rid of them.
Yeah, nah, sorry, I'm going to stick with my Asia.
A lot of cultures, though, in Asia.
Many.
Probably be. It's too many people, I'd say. Yeah.
Out of everywhere, if I was to travel the world, the only place that scares me to travel is Asia.
Really? I think South America scares me a bit.
I could only do Japan in Asia. It's the only place that bothers me.
You wouldn't go, like, Thailand or...
Nope.
No, nothing.
Not Vietnam. No, oh, terrifies me.
Fair enough. Nope.
This is Brexit, Dave. You gotta remember that.
I'd be tempted to go South America, and I mean, you know, the World Cup chances just rock it up after that.
Oh yeah! Oh god, yeah!
Yeah, and that's what all we care about.
Yeah.
Footy and tits and beer.
Yes. I've got all three.
Yeah. Footy.
I've got feet.
I've
got feeties. Little footies and my booties.
The mic didn't quite get that because
you were shamed.
So I'm going South America.
Yeah, South America.
Grand Asia. Love to do South America.
Where are you going?
I was going to say Australasia.
Okay, so South America's gone. We don't have many listeners there.
Yeah.
We've got Australians, though.
Yeah.
We've got Australians. Who got rid of that? Dickhead. One last one.
Yeah. I'm enjoying this.
World Wonders or Family Days Out?
Is that like going to see like the Great Wall of China and stuff?
That's, on your days out.
Come on, son.
With the family. Oh, I can't now. I got rid of it.
Killed this one.
Yeah. What's Great Wonders? What do you mean by that?
Christ the Redeemer. The Colosseum. Great Wall of China. Taj Mahal.
So it's pronounced in the original dialect.
You've been to India. You'd know that. So the pyramids of Egypt, yeah?
Pyramids of Giza.
So we've got to get rid of
Giza, Kushti Giza.
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely the one in Rio, because that's boring.
Christ the Redeemer.
It's massive.
Yeah,
you just said you wanted to travel South America.
Yeah, true, but...
You're to Brazil, you're going there.
Guys, it's shit, isn't it? Nothing on Great Wall of China.
Right, get Asia back. Where did I go wrong?
I'm going to sightsee all these fucking boring monuments, man.
I could be walking along that fuck off wall.
Great Wall, I'd love to go along.
Yeah, same.
I went to Rome and I didn't have the urge to go to the Colosseum because we drove past it. But I'd probably want to see it more than
Colosseum. I've done the Colosseum. I've only done one of all of them, and I've only done the Colosseum, and it was brilliant.
Did you go inside?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fight to the death.
Yeah, that's the only way you could get in.
For me,
I had a brother.
For me, it's the pyramids.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
Made of sand, boring.
Mm. Like a load of slaves had to build them as well, I suppose. Yeah. Or aliens. Just depends what you believe.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about pyramids. I just.
Isn't it so amazing that these things are built?
It's so old, like, don't get me wrong. And
it was so Tom, but you wouldn't want to get rid of them.
Exactly. What's the Taj Mahal? Is that the one?
You really changed your
gym. Taj Mahal's quite... Oh, that's the one with the dome on top.
Yeah, it's like the Trafford Centre.
Wasn't that like a burial? A prince built it for his wife?
Yeah, it was a gift.
Okay.
I'll go pyramids.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to the Jesus.
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, Jesus.
It's a bit boring.
Fuck off.
2-2.
I think it's massive. I think because it's that high up.
It would be incredible to see, but I don't know the history behind it.
It's exactly.
And so, the Colosseum is like hundreds, if not thousands of people died there. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Being there would be like, holy fuck, this is crazy.
It was.
Pyramids, sort of same thing. Christ the Redeemer.
I know
it looks so new.
Yeah,
but also, it looks better to be there looking at it. Because when you see pictures of people there, it's sunny. Mm. It looks beautiful. Whereas the pyramids are just surrounded
Brazil,
by
though,
fucking
isn't it?
Sand.
Yeah.
Don't go to Egypt.
It's too hot. Yeah. Hot. And you'd have rip-off water prices.
Take my own water, mate.
I like that one where it's in the side of the cliff. That's quite cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I won't get rid of that. I know no one mentioned it.
Yeah.
that was one of them. I didn't think anyone would know what that was.
Pyramids are gone. Whatever.
Well...
Yeah.
Okay.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
This week we have Ryan as detective.
Yeah.
Ryan, this contains the item.
Okay.
Open it up. Ooh, clumsy boy.
Oh. Oh no. It's mine. No, this is a condom.
Let's see.
Show it to the cameras. What's up?
Oh. Wow. That's a big load.
In case you can't see.
This is a
condom that has been tied into a knot and all the semen has been left. I'm hoping it's not the semen and I hope...
I'll
find out for myself.
A true detective would just give a little taste test.
Yeah. Oh, Stephen!
Familiar.
I've had this before.
This is disgusting from all of you. The fact that this is a thing.
From all of us.
So,
one of us.
Yeah. Max, can you talk to me about...
Yeah, I actually use this condom to fuck your dad.
Yeah.
You know me.
Dave.
This is the condom I used to fuck your mum.
Right, brilliant. Great. Are you all going to say fuck your mum? And then one of you go on, what?
I used this to fuck your mum.
Right. So you're telling me Stephen Eyes, I've got to work out who's fucked my mum.
Hey!
Fucking
with
brilliant.
With perception.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
so true.
That's true, yeah, God.
You're not going to have any more family members. God. Where, Ryan? Jesus. I know that makes you feel sad.
I can't believe you...
I can't believe you fucked my mum.
Well, you know, at least you finished. If someone's gonna fuck my mum, I'd rather they might as well have a good time.
Jesus. I want you to pride yourself on that.
Mama's still got it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn. That's some good cooch.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Come on, Detective Ryan.
Dave, when did you meet up with my mum?
We went to Cardiff. She wanted to see, like, the Snowdon. So I took her...
Snowdon in North Wales.
Yeah,
Cardiff in South Wales.
I mean, this is believable.
Yeah.
We looked at pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
She wanted to see the real thing.
She wanted to see the museum of it, which is famously in Cardiff. and one thing led to another.
Naturally, in a museum.
Exactly. Yeah. Behind a dustbin.
Wow. Okay.
Jesus. Stephen,
hi, mate.
When did you fuck my mum?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Didn't text me. Where?
Where?
Yeah.
In a vagina.
Yeah. Where in the UK?
Oh, just in my bed.
Okay. Brilliant.
Just in my bed.
So a question for all of you is, why have you been having sex with my mum behind my back?
Well, you want us to do it in front of you?
No, we didn't. Should I just FaceTime you beforehand?
Get your approval.
I think, you know, Ryan, I'd rather you didn't know about it, but Max and Dave didn't have any items, so I had to improvise.
Mm. It'll make a great segment.
So is it Stephen?
That's what you're going with?
Yeah.
I was lying.
Oh!
So, go on then. Who was it? Who fucked my mum?
You got to figure it out.
Oh, right. Max, I think you fucked
me. No, I was lying.
Oh. You had sex with my mum.
Do you know, remember when you said you want to come round?
Yeah.
I said, I'm already coming somewhere else.
Yeah.
David, no, wasn't you? We've got the evidence. It's actually you, Ryan.
Fucking
disturbing image I think you. I've ever seen.
Oh my god. Oh, mate, it's disgusting.
Oh my god.
Why did you do that? That is awful.
That's truly awful.
Oh, my fucking fucked his own mouth.
It was you, you silly goose.
That's literally, it looks like...
I'll put it on screen for you guys.
Oh my fucking god. That's fucking
awful. Did you not play around with the faces?
Oh no.
Oh, what are you like, Ryan?
Brilliant stuff. Brilliant.
That was funny.
My mum's just started watching this as well. So.
There you go.
Well, got the thumbnail sorted though.
Oh, mate.
Who wants an embarrassing story?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah?
Yes, please.
Viewers, embarrassing stories. This one comes from Ollie Salt.
Ooh.
Cheers, Ollie. Back in primary school, I think it was either year 4 or 5, we had something called a Romans Day, where everyone had to design their own togas and crowns to wear as part of a special lesson at school. With help of my mum, I made a toga out of a bedsheet and whacked some tinfoil on my head so I fully looked the part. I put the outfit on the next morning, wearing nothing but the bedsheet and some PE shorts, and headed into school. Unfortunately, I'd missed the key detail. They were actually supposed to bring the costume in with us and change into them later in the day. As my mum desperately raced home to get my uniform, I was left sticking out like a sore thumb in the school playground while dressed like Julius Caesar. Much to the amusement of everyone in close proximity. Not my finest hour. Thank you, Ollie. I thought I had a bad time when we had one of those days, like the Tudors.
Yeah.
I had my mum's dress around my neck with like a brooch attached to it, and then some girl went, "Is that a dress you're wearing?" And I thought, "Oh, that's embarrassing."
He's topped you there.
Ollie's blown me out the water. Mm. Now we move on to funny celebrity meeting stories or whatever it's called. Ooh. First one comes from a man named James Ormrod. He says, "I served Ryan Giggs' brother," no apostrophe, absolute idiot, "at work. Asked him as he left if anyone told him he looked like Ryan Giggs." Why is he doing that?
Yeah,
what's that got to do with him?
James Ormrod.
And he went, "I'm his brother. And before you ask, no, I haven't spoke to him since." And it clicked with me about the whole scandal.
Yeah. Well,
nice one, James.
That's the last thing you want to say to Ryan Giggs' brother.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So he probably gets it a lot. This one is from Jay Wilson.
Hey, Jay Wilson.
"In year six, I found myself on holiday in America." Well, I think your parents probably had something to do with it. "Me and my family went to an Italian place somewhere in Santa Monica. Halfway through, five huge guys walk through in full black with Shaquille O'Neal and his son at the back. I went up to him with my mum and asked for a picture. However, when we got back to our table, the photo was of the floor and him tapping my hip. I spent the whole evening staring at him as if I was petrified to go back over. I was angry with my mum for the rest of the holiday, and he sent the picture."
You'd be livid. Poor guy.
I swear it is him.
She's not even got...
it's a cardboard cutout.
How big is he if Shaquille O'Neal only looks that tall? Shaquille O'Neal, he's massive.
Yeah.
He's way bigger than that.
Size.
I call foul.
And you can't even, like, say, you can't even defend himself because of that photo.
No evidence.
Jay Wilson, you are on the list.
Being cancelled, mate.
Cancelled, mate. Yeah. Just about to say that, yeah.
Speaking of which, you know what it be.
"Shut up, I'm trying to watch the TV."
Yeah, it's Telemax.
Well, I got another great, thrilling episode for you guys this week.
Always. Look forward to it.
You know me, I love my TV, and I love watching my TV. Mm. I also love starring in TV pilots.
Bored listening to this, mate.
This is a TV pilot.
Okay.
It was Brum's day for exploring the big town.
"Fuck off, Brum. This town's too big for a shit motor like you." "Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of Top Gear, where we're all about fast motors, and even faster motors. Now, when I told two of my friends I'd be doing Top Gear, they couldn't contain their excitement. So here they are now."
"Hello, my name's Ryan Locke."
"Hello, me, Dave, from the block."
"So guys, what drew you to this crazy hobby in the first place?"
"Many things."
"Preach it, brother. There's too many things to count. But you know what? Mine's probably speed. I'm addicted to it."
"One of the best things I've ever done in my whole entire life."
"God, you're just what this show needs. A true born enthusiast. Tell me, Dave, have you bought anything recently?"
"I found Lemon Haze, it's called."
"Lemon? Lemon Haze?"
"Yep."
"Huh. Well, you learn something new every day. Did you bring it with you?"
"I did."
"What the fuck? Is that a bong?"
"I think it's the best option because I can get lots of different veg in there."
"Oh, you've perked up now the bong's out. God damn it, Dave, what have you done?"
"I've done mushrooms."
"Oh, great. Greens and mushrooms. You're certainly working for your five a day." "Oh, for fuck's sake. The crowd's passing the bong around now. What are you doing, Ryan?"
"He's shooting up now."
No.
Oh, God. It's all going to go wrong.
God damn it, Jeremy. You did the background check on these guys. Didn't you realise this was something Ryan was into?
No.
So what is he into, then?
Incest, mostly.
Lol.
Whatever.
Incest.
I'm not shaking my mum. The boys are.
Yeah, man. Ryan, you're weird.
Yeah?
Yeah, banging on about incest all the time. Grow up, mate. Yeah?
Mm?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, don't interrupt
with
me.
Sorry, mate. Yeah,
no, get out, please. We're trying to have a discussion. Just yeah?
Zoodle pip.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm the weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Do you want to join him?
Yeah.
Hello.
Italiana, the pizza.
Sorry, who are you?
I am Charlie Cockwumble.
Hello there, Italian man Charlie Cockwumble.
Cockalittlewumble.
You sound very French to me.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
I moved around a lot, you know.
Yeah. But still now.
Yeah. Italian.
What are you doing here, dick?
Me, I am looking for the perfect place to conceive a child.
Ooh, can I suggest a bed?
No, that's too plain.
Okay. You're freaky.
In Italia, we like to do things that are different, eh? Yeah. You know? Like, we'll do it in pipes, you know, like on the Mario and Luigi.
It's like a strange stereotype.
Mario and Luigi doing it in pipes together.
Pipes together.
What about on a couch like this?
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
I tried it in Colosseum, you know, big Colosseum.
Yeah.
Got kicked out. No, not for you, sir, they say.
Yeah. Did you lick your partner's pum-pum?
I did.
You're glad you ate her.
Give her a thumbs up.
You know me too well. You got any questions about, well, any answers you can answer to my question?
You want to conceive a child. Do you have a partner at the moment?
I do not have partner.
That's your first problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I go to Amsterdam, they say no.
Why'd you point at him when you say Amsterdam?
Yeah. Because, I've seen you before.
I've always wanted to go. But...
Yeah. I've seen you before.
Scenery.
Yeah.
He dresses different when he goes to Amsterdam in a week, in the light, you know. The red light?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Did you conceive a child there?
I could. I would like to, but no money.
Right.
No money.
So instead of going there...
Stop travelling so much.
You travel to Manchester.
I got to...
Yeah. Charlie, Where are you from then? If you say Italy, but you've got a very British name, Charlie Cockwomble.
Charlie, my mother, she was a French. And then my father, he was an English.
Ah,
and then I was born Italian. And raised in Italia. You know?
Oh, wow. Explains
the, so you've got an Italian accent, but you're not. Well, are you actually Italian?
Passport. Italian.
You were born and raised there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Fucking racist.
Ciao.
So, Brilliant. Are you here visiting your father, was it, or your mum?
No, they did.
Oh, wow.
So, and then last, my father was on his deathbed, and he was like, oh, no,
shagged
son.
On it.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't do it.
The old cockwomble.
And he was like, son, before I die, can you have a kid? We're not on a bed. And I was like,
strange.
Because he said he had conceived me on bed.
Yeah.
He's like, you're a weird son.
You don't want another one.
Yeah. You're a weird son.
Maybe he wants to carry on the Cockwomble name.
Exactly. He was born on a bouquet of books.
Yeah. Wow, so a bouquet
very,
of books.
Very, very confusing.
Got some books here.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like father, like son. Yeah.
What is it you can offer, ladies?
I have very good, unique style of cooking.
Wow, what's that?
I leave stove on. They do rest. They do rest.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Oh, you're sexist.
Yeah, yes. Very. Yes. I have nothing to show for my personality.
Have you made any attempts to meet some women?
Yes. I leave things on floor and hope for the best.
What would you leave on the floor?
What do I leave on the floor? I leave like a saucepan.
Nice.
You know.
We were worried about you being racist.
Have you had sex before?
No, this is the magical thing.
You did in the Colosseum.
I lie a lot, you know.
It's just a wank, wasn't it?
It's part of the cock one ball society, you know. We make things up.
I don't believe he's Italian.
No, never have really. Okay, I have to come clean.
Coming down.
Not on my mum, I hope.
I'm not actually from Italy. I'm from Sicily. You thought I was going to come clean about something different.
Why would you wear a bandana over your tie?
Just because that's just what the Italians do. I tried to pretend to be Italian.
Isn't Sicily part of it?
Yeah. It is. It's the little ball, you know. But we want our independence.
Okay, is that what you're here for?
No. To shag on things.
Right.
You want independence and to shag on
things. I want to conceive on a pile of saucepans.
You probably want a dinner lady.
Yes. Dinner lady would be lovely. Yeah.
That's what I'd suggest. Yes. I would go to
a school.
It'd be tricky for you, I think.
School.
I think you would struggle to get in the grounds. If you meet a dinner lady going out the car park, say, "Excuse me, madam, I'd love to make love to you
on a saucepan."
On a saucepan, she might be game.
Or
a
walk.
Charlie, get out.
Oh,
you creep.
Take your bandana.
Yeah, we don't want. Doing that. There would be any trace of you here.
Fuck off.
Your Italian bandana.
What a cockwomble.
We have a great segment with a wacky twist. It's Ryan's buy-in.
Yay!
It's Ryan's buy-in. Ryan's always buying. He's spending.
Ryan.
Christmas is coming up.
It is.
What's on your list?
Potatoes. Nah, I'm joking, not really. I live with Erin. And we were going to decorate the house, but Erin is now working in Dublin for the next month or so.
Dublin.
Is she away for her birthday?
I'm going to fly over and see her.
Wow.
But I can't actually. It was only like £20 return flight, so it was quite
nice.
But I can't take many of the presents over with me now. Do I bother buying Christmas decorations to decorate?
If it's just you that'll see it, it's up to you, mate.
But you could put the tinsel round light on your balcony.
I could print this picture off if you want. Stick it on your tree?
No. I really, really don't want that.
There's lots of snow in this picture.
There's just so much forehead going on. So much bare skin.
Yeah, man.
I've
heard that complaint about a pornographic image. So much bare skin.
So many naked people.
So they don't keep their top on.
I was going to buy loads of Christmas decorations, and now I'm in an R-ing about it, because I do love Christmas, don't get me wrong, but... Do I want to be... buying decorations just
a waste of money.
Is Christmas Day going to be at your flat?
No.
Alright.
So.
Who gives a fuck there?
It'll just be for me.
Waste our time.
What about some like balls?
Balls.
I've just got rid of the picture.
I'll say it again. What about some balls?
I need to get myself some fluffy socks.
Yeah,
or
baby.
Some woolly socks.
Why don't you ask for
woolly
socks?
Woolly.
Oh.
They're called condoms, man.
Because. It is bloody cold at the moment.
Could you watch your language, please?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah, my feet are very cold, that's all.
And, why don't you just double sock?
We could double sock, but then I'm going to run out of socks.
Part of this.
Like, pretty quick.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got
you
more.
You just wear the same pair that's on the outer layer.
Oh, I see, and swap them out. Right.
And what colour would you get?
Fluffy socks.
Fluffy socks.
Do you have a novelty?
Yeah.
Just get
your plain average
blue.
White.
I mean, they'll just be for chilling around the... No, I don't have any white socks.
You don't have any white socks?
No. Loads of white socks.
Yeah, same.
I don't have any white clothing, actually, thinking about
it. Not at all.
Then
you have a white hoodie that...
Yeah.
Some D's.
I do, yeah. Okay, I've got two white jumpers. I've lied.
It's not cool, though, is it?
Oh. Buying and lying.
A lot of alcohol.
Oh!
A lot of alcohol. Yeah. Because for me, other than... Well, I can't think of anyone. Pretty much everyone I know, alcohol is the best go-to present.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
I don't can't really go wrong with whiskey.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, so don't give me that.
Right. All right. So lots of alcohol. Whiskey's quite popular in my family. So yeah. We all buy each other. Yeah. Me, my dad, and my brother, our Christmas is literally just swapping bottles of whiskey.
Oh. Yes. And then women, apparently. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, got nothing to apologise for.
Yeah, you do. We have a good time.
We have a good time. I bet you do.
Whiskey getting frisky. A little bit risky.
And that's Ryan's buying.
Yes. Ryan.
It's Dave's race.
It's Dave's race. Dave's race. Gotta get those days race.
He's angry.
Angry. Wow, he's angry.
Beat you to it. Do religious people actually believe that the world is flooded and Noah saved all the animals, or is it just a metaphor to be kind to animals?
I think all the Bible stuff is
just metaphors.
The story,
some,
yeah.
Some do believe it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a bit mental.
There's people, the carbon dating, where you can...
No, mate. Got a girlfriend, man.
Hey!
Oh, carbon dating, I think it's called dogging.
Hey!
Carbon dogging?
Shut up, Ryan! Shut up! Ryan!
So carbon dating. There's people that believe that world
just
is.
Just make this pen disappear.
I'm just going to sit on it.
Go.
There's people that believe that the Earth is like 5,000 years old, and that the Garden of Eden was real, and then that all that.
Come along.
It's one of them. Some do, some don't.
But just the moral of the story is, you know, people were bad, animals were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drown them all.
There you go. That's the key thing I took from that whole entire story.
Yeah, you've got to think, if you've got a honey badger, well, two, on that boat, fucking hell, chaos.
It'd be a nightmare.
But the craziest part of that story is that everyone on the planet died, apart from Noah and his family.
Yeah.
So that means that we're all descended from Noah and his family. So.
And everyone thought it was Adam and Eve, but actually it's Noah and his missus.
So, you know, imagine a family just having to get busy like that.
And they, and I suppose they had kids beforehand as well. It's like Christmas.
Sorry. I need to stop making incest jokes about myself now.
Hey, if you keep making them, we won't.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
You'll kill it off.
What else is you raving about?
Something that happened to me this morning. Having to use your body clock to wake up, you know, it's frustrating.
Yeah,
it's annoying.
It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's weird. How does your body know? That's what I want to know.
Subconsciously, yeah.
Is it just saying, can you ready to go and you're having too much sleep here, mate?
Sometimes, you know, too many times for it to be a coincidence. Yeah. I've woken up like a minute before my alarm.
Yeah.
When I've had
That's
to
impressive.
That I usually wake up like 20 minutes before my alarm.
I usually wake up about 5 minutes after.
Yeah. <He's> sort of, another sleep one. You know when you need to go to sleep and like you've got to be up early for tomorrow and you just can't sleep.
Happened to me last night.
No, I've got to be up and it's just tired.
I was tossing.
Yeah,
ooh.
Bet you were.
I'm trying to make a sexual joke and you two are just stepping all over it, guys. I'd never do that to you two.
No. Not, you're not crass, you know. Another sleep-based one. Eye bogeys. They're annoying.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, sometimes when I tell Zoe she's got them, she goes, and what?
And what are we going to do?
Yeah, at some point get rid of them because they'll be there tomorrow.
Exactly. Have you tried eating them?
No point wiping my ass because I'm just going to do a shit tomorrow.
Or in 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's a frequent bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not solid loafs.
You mentioned that solid loafs.
Just waiting for that day, baby.
Have you ever had a shit and then just got straight in the shower instead of wiping?
Nope.
No, I've not.
That's grim.
I've done it the other way around.
What, had a shower and a shit?
I had a shit in the shower.
Showered in shit.
Oh, right.
Damn.
Might be really good for you.
Doing one, baby.
I feel real freaky.
Is that the soap? Oh, no.
Oh, just imagine.
Oh, that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? Wouldn't want that to happen.
No.
Yeah. And that was the Dice Race. You had those days,
Dave was raving there about not wanting to shower in his own shit.
No.
Finally, someone says me.
Yeah, I'm just brave enough to say what everyone's thinking.
Yeah.
What's that? What segment do you want?
Put it to the max, please.
Put it to the max.
Put it to the max.
I'm in a bit of a tizzy, lads, and only you can help me. I'm 11 years of age and about to head up to year 7. Slight issue, though. Turns out my dad's been pulling a fast one with child benefits and has lied to not just me, but the great government of our nation. I found my birth certificate and I'm actually 25. I don't know what to do. Do I stay at school and get me an education or leave? I'm worried if I leave, I could get the Dave disease. Thanks.
So funny.
I was...
Good question there.
Might as well stay.
Yeah.
Stay at school.
Why not?
I don't know, you know, still... because reading that email, good grammar, you know.
Well, I suppose if I found out, or if you found out that you were older, you'd want to just get on with your life because you feel like you've missed years, maybe.
Double year.
No, because then...
The issue is he wouldn't have any qualifications.
Are you still got the mind of a 7-year-old? Well, going into year 7, like 11-year-old then?
You have.
Basing it off my hypothesis, yeah.
Spit on me again. Dribbling out my arm.
Spit on me again.
What's out the back of me neck?
He was telling me about the pot noodle prank you done on him. Oh, I was crying.
I don't recall. Ryan was crying.
Yeah.
Ryan's crying.
Noodle prank.
Yeah.
It's when I think Tom or me. No, I think it was Tom. Glued a pot noodle above Ryan's door. Then Ryan was telling us off because we'd gone too far for about the 19th night in a row.
And then Tom opened the lid.
And it fell out on top of him.
Oh my god.
I was at my breaking point.
Fucking hell. Oh god.
And then I put his bed in the shower. And he gets all pissed off when he comes back from work.
Who put my bed in the shower? He's too brittle to lift it up and take it.
Who's super gluing my shop into the ceiling? That's the real question.
Oh, God. It's just opening it up.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't get pranked because I used to throw my knife at the door so people just wouldn't go in my room in case they killed.
Yeah.
I did have a giant penis drawn on my door, though.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, yeah, I did an outline.
It seems to be quite scary living at your place.
It was the best year of uni, but, you know, elf prank.
Best of times, the worst of times.
Oh, was that year? Yeah. The elf prank.
Then I got into super glue and chilies, and that was a lot of fun. Yeah,
chili in my toothbrush. So when I was brushing my teeth, my lips were on fire.
No!
My apple chili. Chili
on the mug.
The mug around the lip of the mug. I went to Wittard's because we used to go to Wittard's and do some free shots.
I just thought about pranks.
Got an apple tea and then everyone's really looking forward to it. Just absolutely burning my lips off. And then Max come round and they were like, "Oh, you try it." But it just apparently it just so happened to be like
he got the other side of the mug.
The other side.
Oh, really? So it wasn't burning. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
The chances.
50-50.
Stay in school, actually. No, there's too much trouble if you stay in school.
Straight to uni.
U-tree's probably knocking on your door.
Yeah,
go to uni now, because you
can write.
I'd talk
to your dad as well. That's a bit, well, exactly. Just actually call the police, maybe.
Or I'd learn how to become a teacher, because then you learn everything again, didn't you? They're like, oh, you've got to know this. And it's like, oh, right, I haven't known this before, so
do you want your teacher to be learning as you do?
I suppose not.
Yeah.
I had a sheep teaching me, so what do I know?
Knew more than I ever will, though. Yeah.
Ever will.
Willie. It's the
final question. I think we should roleplay you addressing this incident. Press conference.
Yeah.
You may have seen recently a photo of me shagging my mum.
You told
tell him, son.
Where's the video? He wants more.
Everything you see is not true.
What do you mean? You've just said
you may have seen a video of me saying
Oh, boy.
Please remove it from your minds. And pretend it never happened.
Fucking thought police over here. Honestly. Trying to tell me to stop thinking of him getting his nut on.
My mum asked me to phone me when I was this afternoon as well. So
oh, booty even... girl.
I've been thinking about your outfit.
What's the odds on you doing a Christmas card? Do you like people give out Christmas cards with a picture of themselves on, but you use that picture?
Fuck yeah.
Can we just have the odds, please?
The odds are 100 to 1.
3, 2, 1. 69.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was thinking it'd be all.
Confused. If I had lost that. Imagine 69? Ending the podcast on that. Like, brilliant.
Sorry.
What? Ended the podcast on a 69.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm
this.
Not. I don't condone it. Don't shag your own mum or my mum.
Unless you're my dad.
Yeah. I'd leave him out of this.
What? Out of your mum's sex life? Jealous much?
Mine!
You like the little seagull from Nemo.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah.
Around his mum.
every time his parents get hard heavy in the bedroom, you just hear in the cupboard, "Mom,
no!"
When your mum's preparing the bird, like for turkey, stuffing the sage in. Yeah.
Lucky bastard.
There's only one bird getting stuffed this Christmas.
This is truly awful.
Great content.
I've got so many emotions right now. It's
come on, Spotify. We won that deal, man.
So much. It's just a shame it had to be my mum.
Well,
there you know.
Oh, there you go. This has been bloody brilliant.
You're watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Ryan Locke. Hey!
Ryan!
Sound like your mum?
Ryan! Oh, mate.
Oh. Max Smith.
Hey! Thank you, guys.
And David Rees.
Hey! Thank you.
Stay safe, stay humble.
And ciao.